But you've just sort of touched on Matic there, and I thought he had a really good game. I thought he was very solid. He kept showing up, popping up in the right positions. He was making some very important interceptions, doing a very good screening job of the defense. But he also played a few good passes, and showed that, you know, he's not the he's somewhat progressive on the ball. You know, he's not the most
Yeah.
limited footballer in the world, and I thought he did a very good job. And it's sort of what I'm expecting from him for the season to come. And I was really pleased to see that he'd sort of settled in very well. And you know, and wasn't sort of shying away from it at all.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I think I maybe read a bit too much into the discussions that have gone on regarding him, but I wasn't expecting him to be as sort of influential as he was. He broke up a lot of their attacks. And he, like you said, he was quite good going forward as well. And a lot of the discussion around him is he actually a replacement for Carrick? But I thought he was actually very good on the ball. It was quite a pleasant
Yeah.
surprise to see that.
He's not a Carrick on the ball, you know, I don't think that he'll ever, I don't think that he's really someone who's going to control and dictate the play a great deal. I think he can pass it around well enough, keep things ticking over. I think he can spread the ball somewhat, but I don't think he can sort of dictate the tempo like Carrick can. But I think he probably adds a bit of extra steel and physicality that Carrick lacks. And in all honesty, I think in a Mourinho team, in a three-man midfield, which we're expecting to see for much of the season, I'm not necessarily sure that you want a one-for-one Carrick replacement. And also,
No.
I don't know that there is one anyway. So, you know, you can't just wait for the magic Carrick replacement. We were doing that with Roy Keane for years, then Paul Scholes, now Michael Carrick. I think you have to accept that you're going to have to take a different sort of player, and the team's going to have to adapt somewhat, and you're going to have to do things a little bit differently, which I think is what we'll do. But I think he's, you know, as close as we're going to get, and he's got a lot of know-how, a lot of nuance, and yeah, I'm really excited about the signing, actually. I think it's a very, very smart signing, even if not the most exciting.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's just sort of it ticks all the right boxes, but it's not going to be the most glamorous signing you're ever
He's
going to
not
make.
selling a lot of shirts, like, you know. There's not, you know,
No.
no one's rushing out to get Matic 31 on the back of their
Oh,
shirt.
I've got it. I've got it.
Did you?
Come through the
Apart
phone,
from
yeah.
Locker.
Yeah,
Everyone
well,
but
that's
me.
the turn up for the books. But yeah, I agree. I thought tonight
I
he was.
said as I'm sat here with Damien on the back of my shirt, like,
Oh,
but.
dearie me, that was two terrible choices. No, I thought he was really good tonight. I thought he was really good in his first game as well, the game in Dublin. He sits in all the right places. He's actually a lot more mobile than I expected. You know, he can shift, you know, he can fairly move. He was running back on Modric one inside our penalty box, and I thought he did really well to put sort of foul him enough without giving the foul away, if you know what I mean. And that's what you get with him.
Yeah, no,
You
I
know,
know the one you're
really,
talking about,
really
yeah.
clever, really. I thought we overpaid for him, but you know, you overpay for everyone in this market. You know, I thought 40 million for a player that's effectively surplus to requirements. Fair enough, Chelsea don't need to sell. You're buying within the league, so it's always going to push it up. But to pay that price for a player at that age who's basically already been replaced in Bakayoko, was slightly, I thought, annoying. But also, there's the sort of Lukaku tax that everyone spoke about, although I don't think that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a wee bit, but you know, ultimately, if they didn't want to sell them, they didn't have to sell them. So
When you
back
say
again.
surplus to requirements, though, I mean, them willing to sell him for 40 million, I'm not sure that that necessarily equates to Conte wanting to sell him.
Well, there was talk of that afterwards that, you know, obviously he gave
Yeah.
an interview and someone said, you know, well, how about, you know, why is he gone? And you'd have to, he just said you have to ask the board kind of thing. So, and with Chelsea, you know, there's always been that hint that both transfers in and out are more Abramovich and his team's work than any given manager, which has also, you know, been an issue for previous managers and looks like it might be an issue for Conte as well. But I do think he'd be brilliant for us. I thought you could already see Herrera was just stepped up the pitch right beside Pogba, you know, and
Yeah.
neither had their best game at all, but it was
No.
still encouraging for me to see just from positionally and just because I think it will work against less worldly teams, you know. It
Yeah.
really freed up the both of them, and I think that'll really, really, really pay dividends. I'm delighted about the sign. It's one of those ones that just makes so much sense, even
Yeah.
though there was so much stick for it in the media or on the calf and stuff like that. And I understand that because I would have chosen Fabinho if it was a straight out swap, you know, or if, you know, if that was the case. But now that he's here, I'm absolutely loving him, I have to say. I think he's going to give us a real bit of grit and sort of, you know, cleverness and just tactically make us a bit better, and I'd be
Yeah.
very excited about that.